Hey friends, thanks for joining us for this time of worship from First Methodist Church here in Clinton, Mississippi. I'm Ricky James, Senior Pastor, and whether you're joining us online or listening to us at Supertalk FM, we're glad that you're here today. Today's service is a little bit different than normal. It's a day of worship, of music, of singing, and it's a day in which we are returning our voices in praise to the God who perfectly loves us. And so I hope you enjoy this time. I hope this is a time of worship. Feel free to sing along if you're listening at home, whether you're alone or with others, raising your voices together today, or simply enjoying the music that others offer to the Lord. All of it is a sign of our response to the God who perfectly loves us and the God whose praises we sing today. Welcome to worship.
God is with you. He's mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. He will rejoice over you with His song.
Join me now in affirming our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have called for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. Just take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you.
I invite you to hear this word from the Lord, from the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations.
Life's fearful path.
Christ will hold me fast, precious in His holy sight. He will hold me fast. He'll not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last, bought by Him at such a cost. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast. My life He bled and died. Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied. He will hold me fast. Raised with Him to endless life.
Hey guys, I'm so glad to see you today. I'm Miss Nikki, and here's Miss Audrey, and it's time to spend a few moments with the kids. I think that one of the greatest gifts that God has given us is the gift of music. Have you ever heard of a composer by the name of Johann Sebastian Bach? Well, I have a fun fact for you today. Bach lived about 250 years ago, and he is considered by many people to be one of the greatest composers who ever lived. You might be surprised to learn that some of Bach's music is still in our hymnals today. Whenever Bach wrote a piece of music, he always wrote the letters S, D, G at the bottom of the music. And those letters stand for the words Soli Deo Gloria, which means to God alone be the glory. You see, Bach realized that his music was a gift from God and that he had a responsibility to use his gift to the glory of God. Music is a very important part of our worship. And the Bible says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Some people have a lot of excuses for not singing. And here are some of the excuses I've heard over the years. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But the Bible doesn't say, sing to the Lord with a beautiful voice. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And another excuse I hear is, I don't like the songs we sing. Well, that excuse doesn't work either, because the songs aren't for us, they are for God. And since God created the gift of music, I think He probably likes all kinds of music. Another excuse I've heard many times is, I don't know that song. But the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song. How can you sing a new song to the Lord if we don't even try to learn it? Do you know what I think? I think it's time for us to stop making excuses and to use whatever musical gift God has given us to glorify Him. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for the gift of music. May we always use that gift to sing and make music in our hearts, praising your name. Amen. Bye.
Friends, the offering is a part of the worship service that oftentimes is simply thought of as just collecting money. And I'll be honest, that's what we do. We collect money during the offering time. But it is a very important part of worship because it teaches us a simple truth. All that we have and all that we are belong to God. And the offering time is a time in which we acknowledge that all that we have and all that we are belongs to God, and we return a portion of that back to Him. It's an act of worship as we offer out of God's abundance back to Him. So thank you for doing that every week. And I want to encourage you to keep doing that. Keep worshiping through your giving. And you can do that by sending us a gift at 100 Mount Salis Road here in Clinton. You can also give safely and securely online at firstmethodistclinton.org/giving, or you could drop your gift off the next time you're in the neighborhood. However you choose to give, remember it is a worshipful act, an act of gratitude, of returning to the Lord out of His blessings. And it is a way in which we can magnify the gifts to make an eternal difference. One of our early Christian leaders, named Augustine, is attributed of having said the phrase, "When you sing, you pray twice." And what Augustine meant by that is that God has given us the gift of music, to sing. And when we sing back to God, we are praising Him, we are speaking with Him, we're talking with Him. Quite literally, we are having a conversation with God. And just like our prayers when we ask for healing or ask for guidance, or in our time of prayer when we talk to God in gratitude, thanking Him for all of the blessings, all of those prayers are ways we talk to God. But what Augustine wants us to remember is that when we sing, we are doubling our prayers. God loves to hear our songs of praise. And I know this without a shadow of a doubt. It's not the quality that He enjoys, although He enjoys good singing, but He enjoys hearing your voice. And whether you like to hear your voice, God loves to hear it. So I hope that in this time of worship, as we have been listening to our friends praise God on our behalf, I hope that you've joined in some. I hope this inspires you to go back and revisit a favorite song or hymn of yours. Right there where you are, listening or watching, raise a song of praise. As the psalmist says, make a joyful noise because of the Lord's steadfast love for us. We're invited to render Him praise, to sing in gratitude and thanksgiving to Him. And when we do, we're praying. We are lifting our voices and we're using the very breath that He gave us in the first place. As we give back this borrowed breath and sing praises to our God.
Hosanna,
make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Would you join me now in praying to our Lord using the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
When we
friends, as you go forth, I hope something happens to you. You ever get a song stuck in your head? This can be annoying sometimes. But I hope some song today has been in your mind and stays with you this week, so that when you're scared, when you're lonely, when you're uncertain, and when you need comfort, the Lord will bring to mind a song of praise, a hymn of encouragement, a reminder that the God whom we praise is with us every day. Go in peace. Amen.